You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
Right in key. Thank you. I was once offered a job to sing the Star Spangled Banner at a car race in California. And I was rehearsing it, practicing it.
All the way down. Because that, if you, there's only one key that most people can't sing the Star Spangled Banner at all. I thought you said there wasn't going to be any of that. Is it the hat rim? Okay. And so, we're practicing the Star Spangled Banner all the way down the road, and I found what key I could do it in, and they said that I had to sing the Star Spangled Banner and then say, "Gentlemen, start your engines." And I thought, that's going to be a real gas. I'd never been to a car race, except when I was driving on the way to gigs and things like that. It's rather like that, except it's a little safer when you're doing it in a car race because you know the other drivers and you're liable to, you know their habits and stuff. So I had 3 days to practice it, and then somewhere around a gig finally ended up the day before the race right nearby at Monterey. I found out what to do because it's a very difficult song, and I really didn't feel very sure about this. And I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'll say, "Gentlemen, start your engines, and then I'll sing the Star Spangled Banner." But I found out that they must have tuned in on me or something, and they hired somebody else, so I didn't have to go there. It's one of the best gigs I ever had. What a relief. Yeah. We're all plugged in now, right? A little bit too much juice. Gentlemen, start your engines. City, just about to go insane.
in with my baby. Talking with my baby. Riding, driving, jiving, talking with my baby down by the sand. Praying for his gold bay.
Vocal very much. I'd like to get more, more bass in vocal. Well, daytime. Beautiful. Haven't played in the daytime very much. Got a whole list here of favorite songs. Wonderful, fond memories of good times and great times shared here in Newport. Don't think I ever had a bad time here. But it's been a few years, as you all know. And got a couple of grandchildren here today. They're sleeping. Let's not wake them up. There.
Georgie,
your life may not be saved. Murdered upon a railroad and laid in a lonesome grave. His head was covered up in blood, and his eyes they could not see. And the very last words poor George he said was near my God to thee. Thank you very much. That is a Carter family song. I met Woody Guthrie when I was about 19, and he was about 39. And his favorite group was the Carter family. He loved their music, and he copied their style of guitar playing very much. Mother Maybelle Carter was one of his guitar-picking heroes. And he raved to me about the Carter family. I remember him saying one time that the Carter family had sold more records than Bing Crosby. Well, gee, I had heard a recording of Woody singing some pretty grim songs that he'd written about horrible things that were happening, and people getting shot, and people being cheated. And I love the way he expressed himself in the words and the poetry and the kind of sarcastic light humor that he used. It wasn't all melodrama. And I memorized one of the songs, Hard Traveling, was my favorite. Sang it for years. Can't sing it anymore. I wore it out. Sang it in every bar on Route 40. And I got back in New York and I saw Woody again and sang Hard Traveling with him at a party, and he couldn't remember the words. And I was kind of amazed by that. But then I found out he'd written about over 2,000 songs, and it's kind of hard to remember some of the words. But they're all written down and they've been recorded. Appreciated. I'm trying to tune up with that airplane. Whew. It's a wacko. It's a biplane, I think. So lonesome.
how long. Nice guy act. He's been working for about 50 years. The cameras keep shooting, 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 shooting. We gotta get one more photograph.
If I wanted to be a photography model, I'd set up business in the studio.
And you're in the front. You're blocking the view. Sorry about the photography. Thank you.
Well,
I was very sorry to hear the sad news that a dear friend is not doing very well, Mike Seeger. And I'd like to sing a song that I learned from a woman that was very close to Mike's family, and she was living in their house, and her name was Elizabeth Cotton, and she played the guitar left-handed, played upside down left-handed on a right-handed instrument. And I learned how to finger pick from Libba Cotton when I visited the Seeger family down there in Maryland one day. She wrote a song called Freight Train Going So Fast. And I sang it over in England one day, and somebody tape recorded it, and I learned it, and they recorded the song and claimed that they wrote it and opened up a coffee bar. I think they called it the Freight Train Coffee Bar, with all the money that they won from stealing Libba Cotton's song. I remember Pete Seeger wrote me a letter. I tried to get it notarized by some law people over there to, stating that I learned the song from Libba Cotton in 1951. And this was taking place in 1955 when they stole the song. But that was not the first or the last time that they've had some great train robberies over a few notes and a few words of music.
Thank you.
that street so I can hear old number nine seagulls rolling by.
Appreciate it if you don't try and take my picture while I'm singing. It kind of distracts the crowd and it makes me forget all the words to songs that I've been trying to learn for 50 years, and they're paying me a lot of money to come here. I don't know how some of you camera people, you don't have ears. You got eyes, you don't have ears, huh? Please don't be. I'd be glad to pose for photographs out in the parking lot, naked on a bucking horse, rolling a cigarette. Song from New Orleans. I went down to New Orleans and ran into a banjo player down there named Billy Fair. One of the only songs I ever wrote was about going to New Orleans. Unfortunately, I can't sing it anymore. It's about 14 minutes long. It's called the 912 Greens. It took place at 912 Toulouse Street, where Billy Fair was living at that time. Down there. I never got to meet him, but I heard some of his records. Marvelous man. He claimed he was the one who invented jazz. His name was Jelly Roll Morton. He sang this song. I'm the whining boy.
The wild and boys, don't deny my name.
thank you. Another fond memory I have of playing here at Newport, one of the early years back in 1963, I think it was, the first time that Mississippi John Hurt came north, and he was discovered by a fellow from Boston who was a photographer, as a matter of fact, but he had eyes and he had ears, and he liked music. He didn't just come to photograph the music, he liked to listen to it. And John Hurt had some very inexpensive guitar. It was all he could afford. He's been playing this thing for many years down in Mississippi. And he had this old guitar, and he saw my Martin, and he liked it. And I was showing it to him, and he asked me if I would mind letting him strum on a little bit. And sure, I was thrilled, and I let him play my guitar. He said, would you let me play this on stage? And I said, I'd be very honored, Mr. Hurt, if you would play my guitar. So he says, thank you. He says, if they calls me first, you give it back to me. If they calls you first, I'll give it back to you. I said, what'd you say? I was very proud. The first time he played at Newport, he played on my Martin guitar. It wasn't this one, it was another one, another Martin I used to have. D28. Man down in Greenwich Village who was a kind of a blues singer and a rock and roll guy, Tim Hardin, and he wrote some wonderful songs. And later I met him in California, and we got to be friends, and they were having an airplane strike. In fact, they sent Peter Yarrow out there to get Tim Hardin and me on an airplane because it was very difficult to get reservations on flights at that time. And so George Ween sent Peter out there just to pick me and Tim up and take us right down to the airport, and flew back with us to Newport that year. I forget what year that was. And I learned to sing one of his songs. I never learned to do it to his satisfaction. He always looked at me, he looked like Ludwig von Beethoven when I was singing his song, Carpenter. If I were a carpenter. Carpenter. I like wooden boats. That's one of the reasons I'd like to come here, as a matter of fact. And this is for my old Fred Fund, my old friend Fud Benson, who's a great fiddle player and pipe smoker and sailor and calligrapher. Is he here? Are you here, Fud? If I were a carpenter, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me? Carrying the pots I mean, follow close behind me. Save your love for loneliness. Won't you save my love for sorrow? I've given you my loneliness. And if I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would. But how about you but me? Carpenter, you were a lady. Would you marry me anyway? Would you carry my baby?
Tim Hart.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, I used to have a dog for a road manager. His name was Caesar. He could drive a car. I didn't teach him to drive. I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's irresponsible, teach a dog to drive. He learned from watching me. An automatic. It's a pretty easy car for a husky dog. Husky dogs are just born drivers. This was Caesar's favorite song, and of course, as road manager, he was, you know, his job was to get me to the gig on time. Then he was free to do as he pleased, and he'd be, I don't know what he was doing. He was hanging out in the back, maybe walking around, shaking hands with people, bumming steaks. But when he'd hear the opening strains of this song, Old Shep, he'd stop whatever he's doing. He'd come up on the stage right beside me. He'd plunk himself down on the stage and put his chin down on his front paws, close his eyes, and just listen to the song, and then at the end he'd kind of get up and yawn and stretch and walk off, and stole the show. I had to stop singing Old Shep.
Oh.
Nora Guthrie's here. Enjoyed being back here in beautiful, beautiful Newport by the sea. Says we've got a little bit more time. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'll do them all. I'll do them all for you.
Just wish they'd turn out the lights.
Hey. Roving Gambler was a wonderful song Cisco Houston used to sing. Thanks for mentioning it. I ain't gonna do it, but I will sing Diamond Joe. Well, I'd like to sing this for my friend Ian Tyson, who didn't teach it to me. Actually, I taught it to him. I learned this from a cowboy in a rodeo in Brussels, Belgium in 1958. A fellow named George Williams, who's still punching cattle.
Just love to clap because it kind of creates a cool breeze up here. I like it. I'm kind of a windy guy myself. That's what I love. I love about all these sailboats being propelled by the wind and not burning any fuel or anything. The wind is still free. One of the only things that is free anymore. They even charge for air at gas stations. I'm going to try this other bottle of supposed water here. I know it isn't gin.
Thank you. Here's a song that I learned off a Bob Dylan record one time when I was snowed up in a mountain cabin in Pennsylvania. Couldn't get the door open for 3 days. It was a big blizzard. And we had plenty of firewood. And we had a refrigerator full of venison and a bottle of Cutty Sark with the square rigger and the clipper ship on the label and a Bob Dylan record. Sat and listened to that record for 3 days and learned a song, learned a new song. And usually it takes me about 3 months to learn a new song, but there was nothing to do but just listen to that record over and over again and eat a little venison, put another log in the fire. And after 3 days, that's the man I want to see. We finally got the door open, it warmed up, snow melted, and we got in my Bell telephone truck, which was my motorhome at that time, which is a phrase I stole from Lightnin' Hopkins at that time. A man named Lightning was very much aware of time, and he had a way of saying that one phrase that I just fell in love with at that time. And so every time I have occasion to speak it, I think of Lightning Hopkins and that time at the Ash Grove in Calahoochee. And I learned this new song, and so we went into U North Titty, and they were having this open mic at the Gaslight, and it was Mississippi John Hurt's week there, but Monday was his night off, and they would have open mic. And all the usual crowd was assembled there. Dave Van Ronk was there, and Peter LaFarge, and Peter and Paul were there. Mary was out shopping, I think. And a couple of unidentified tourists from New Jersey. And Bob was there, the author of the song. The place was full. It only held about 40 people. It was a small room, that Gaslight. So I figured, well, I'll sing my new song that I just learned off the Bob Dylan record. So I started singing, "Don't Think Twice, It's All Right." And Bob stood up in the aisle. I recognized him by his halo. And he waved his arm at me and he said, "Hey, listen to you, Jack." I said, "What'd you say?" He says, "I relinquish it to you, Jack." "I relinquish it to you." I've never had nothing relinquished to me before. So I just sang the song and been singing it ever since. Hope you like it. Ain't no use of sitting wonder why, babe. Even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in calling up a name, gal, like you never done before. Anymore.
walking down the road. How I once loved a woman, a child told. Give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, yeah, it's all right. But it ain't no use in turning on the light, babe. The light I never know. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talk anyway, but don't think twice. It's all right. So long, honey, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, peep. So I'll just say, fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice. It's all right.
Thank you, thank you.